The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kleba to inbound. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win! Oh my! A southpaw finish from Kyrie Irving! Just absurd!
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, March 18th. From our fantastic core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Sean Powell. And Sean, we have some good ones on what was the NCAA selection Sunday. But my goodness, so you want to talk about games that felt like they were do or die. And that's kind of where things sit here in the Western Conference, especially for those 6, 7, 8 seeds, that kind of bunched up nature of where a lot of those teams are at, that are desperately trying to get out of the play-in tournament. Sacramento, Dallas, Phoenix, all 2.5 games back of the fifth place Pelicans, but tied there in the 6, 7, 8 spot. And we will get into the Phoenix Suns in just a little bit, who had a tough loss to a Giannis-less Bucks yesterday. But for Dallas, a big time win against the Denver Nuggets. And man, did Kyrie Irving make it look special. Luka Doncic, 37 points, 10 rebounds. Kyrie with 24, 7, and 9. But a game winner that was a lefty. I don't know if it was a hook. I don't know how you would explain it. One of the best finishers that this game has seen, and doing so with the left hand, the right hand. We see that all the time. But help this Mavericks team to a very critical win in their push for the playoff standings yesterday. Sean, what was going through your mind watching that game? Obviously a tremendous one, but Kyrie hitting yet another really jaw-dropping game winner.
Well, first of all, I was, for the Mavericks' sake, I was hoping they would win, because it's very rare, number one, you have a chance to beat the Denver Nuggets. And then number two, you have a chance to beat the Denver Nuggets for Nikola Jokic, who's really not having a good game. So you had opportunity there. And I think the ball found itself, and I wouldn't say the best hands. And that's no disrespect to Kyrie Irving, but we've seen Luka Doncic in that situation so many times. But it goes to Kyrie, and you know that's what they brought him here for. Now, dare I say, Sarah, and I don't want to seem wrong about this, but that was probably Kyrie's biggest game-winning shot since the shot against the Warriors to win a championship. Now, again, I want to put it in the right perspective. You know, we're here in March. This is not June. There's not a ring on the line, none of that. But just the way you saw the reaction from the Mavericks bench, Mark Cuban, just really the whole arena when Kyrie made that shot. And I don't even know how to describe it. I guess it was kind of a hook shot. I don't think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is sweating right now, thinking someone has stole his his signature move. And I don't even think Kyrie knew exactly, you know, what he was doing. But and it was with his left hand, and it was contested. But hey, you know, why quibble, Sarah?
Kleba to inbound. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win! A southpaw finish from Kyrie Irving! Just absurd!
And here we talked about the misdirection, but I said earlier in the game, you get Kyrie on that right side of the floor, and just the left hand flow finish. That is one of the nastiest games I have seen in a while, and to have that type of finish from Kyrie Irving. And as a former teammate, let me tell you, as soon as he released it, I have seen him make shots like that. Not a magnitude for a game winner, but man, what a shot.
The bottom line is that daggone thing went in, and all of a sudden the Mavericks not only beat, you know, the team that probably is the favorite to win the championship or at least come out of the West, but they kept themselves in position at least to probably escape the play-in tournament scenario, which is getting so dramatic by the day, by the game, by the
week.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So obviously I'm teeing you up for your next question, right, Sarah?
Well, I mean, you look at that play, and yeah, you are, because we're talking about that fun, exciting battle, and there was another fun, exciting battle that had the Phoenix Suns playing the Milwaukee Bucks. As I had mentioned, they were in Milwaukee. Giannis did not play, but Chris Middleton returned, and it was a really wild game. I mean, balance by Milwaukee Bucks. I'm talking about Middleton's return, who had 22 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. Dame Lillard, 31 points, 16 assists, but Milwaukee gets up huge. Phoenix looks like there's a chance that they're going to make a comeback. They cut it to single digits and even less in a situation that kind of feels like a, you know, wipe your forehead, got down big, opportunity to come back. But this Suns team, amongst a lot of things we have not seen a lot of, which they did play yesterday, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker all on the floor together. Really, it was Grayson Allen early on that led the way for them with 25 points that kept them in it early. But their issues in the fourth quarter, to me, continue. One, obviously, those three have not been together a lot, but even when they're not there, to me, it feels like you have closers. That's a big part of what I would always anticipate Phoenix being successful and where they would thrive, whether it's Kevin Durant, whether it's Booker, whether it's Beal. You got guys like an Eric Gordon coming off the bench, and they lose to Milwaukee. And they're now in this bunch, in that 6-7-8 bunch. And yeah, Sean, I'm curious what you think. You had said, you already said it, that you think Dallas is going to be the team that gets themselves out of the play-in. But what do you make of Phoenix, and how concerned are you with where they sit? And if they have a chance, we'll include Sacramento. We have not mentioned Sacramento yet. But why do you think it is Dallas that will ultimately get that sixth seed, and how concerned are you for this Phoenix team that they're still just having a lot of issues, one, being available, but two, putting it together when they are?
I think you described it perfectly, Sarah, and I would say I'm very concerned about the Suns because guess what? The schedule hasn't even toughened up yet. Their last 10 games are just unbelievable. They play each of those 10 games, the opponent has something to play for in terms of playoff position, in terms of the fact that they're just very good. I think the Suns are in a little bit of trouble now. These are the games they have to win right now, because you have to look forward to those 10 games, and you have to say to yourself, realistically speaking, they're probably not going to go 8-2, may not go 7-3. Will 6-4 cut it? 5-5, you're in the danger zone. So you can even start handicapping that right now. And oh, by the way, you know, how many times, I mean, are they going to have the big three together? I mean, all season long, those players have been in and out of the lineup. Devin Booker back right now. Obviously, Bradley Beal back. Kevin Durant, you can't play the way, you know, you played in that game and be very mild. I didn't see a forceful KD down the stretch. You know, it was a game where, you know, he's outscored by Grayson Allen. I just think in that situation, and of course, you don't see that with KD that much, but he can't afford to take an offensive night off. He can't afford to, you know, just sort of be a number two, number three option. I think KD, particularly in a tight game situation like that, and no disrespect to Booker, obviously, and Bradley Beal, but I think I feel a little bit more secure with the ball in KD's hands, and at least he's got to, you know, look at the basket, be a threat to score. Even if he passes off to an open teammate, that's fine. I didn't see that. So, yes, you're right. I think the Suns are a little bit of the issue. And then when you look at that, you know, that 7, 8, 9, 10 spot, look, you've got KD, you've got Booker, you've got Luka, you've got Kyrie, you've got Steph, you've got Draymond, you've got LeBron, you've got AD. Those are just, those are superstars.
That's right. We're not even getting into the 9-10, the Warriors and the Lakers.
Oh, my God. Those are superstars. So, you know, two of those teams are going to be home. And then after the first round of the playoffs, maybe add one more. So it's going to be very dramatic. You know, that race right by in the bottom, you know, in a play-in situation, playoff situation in the West. I do think that's where the center of the NBA attention will be here in the final month of the season.
And you mentioned that. And so the Houston Rockets are in 11th in their 3.5 games back of the Lakers and the Warriors. So it very much looks like Warriors and Lakers will be playing in that 9-10 game in when you look at the way things sit, and obviously, you know, it'll be interesting to see where it ultimately shakes out. But Sean, I think the other question and curiosity as we've now gone through the season, and you got the Minnesota Timberwolves, we'll see the status of Karl Anthony Towns, but Minnesota Timberwolves, Oklahoma City Thunder, obviously the Denver Nuggets up top there in those top three spots, kind of jostling around. The question has always been experience. And so when you look at a Steph Curry Warriors team, a Lakers LeBron team, the Suns, obviously, as we discussed, Luka and Kyrie with Dallas, what do you think if things shake out and Dallas or Phoenix end up playing in Oklahoma City, end up playing a Minnesota or Denver, whatever it may be, they do get themselves in. What do you think the odds are that they can and would win a first-round playoff series?
Well, I think you bring up a very, very interesting point, Sarah. But let's take the Denver Nuggets out of the equation just for argument's sake. I've always said that the team in the 7-8 spot, I would give them a puncher chance, maybe even make them a favorite over in the first-round series against Oklahoma City or Minnesota. And even if we were to assume that Karl Anthony Towns would return from Minnesota, you're right. The experience factor is very scary. And I'm not saying that Minnesota or Oklahoma City would be fearful. I'm not saying they would be intimidated. I'm just saying that they would be on alert. And usually a team in the first with the first and second seed, they're not on alert as much in the first round of the playoffs because history says, you know, they're going to move on. In this situation, if you have to go up against the Warriors, you have to go up against the Lakers, you have to go against the Suns, you have to go up against the Mavericks in the first round, it's like, hey, you know what? You're probably asking the basketball gods, hey, you know, we've done everything right this season. You know, we're finishing with the first or second best record in the West. And this is what you do to us. You're going to give us, you know, KD. You're going to give us Luka. You're going to give us Steph. You're going to give us LeBron James in the first round. You're going to make us sweat. So I just think that that would be, quote unquote, unfair, given what, you know, all the good things they've done this season. But hey, them's the break, Sarah. And that's going to be a very interesting first round, no matter how it shakes out.
And Sean, speaking of that and that Kings team, they took a loss thanks to Jalen Brunson having a big night for the New York Knicks on Saturday. We will get to that right after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Sean Collins. Sean, whew, Jalen Brunson, it's like just when you think he can't top himself, it is really special watching the season he's put together for the New York Knicks, currently sitting fourth in the Eastern Conference. He helped the Knicks to a 7-point win against the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento on Saturday with 42 points, 17 of 28 from the field, 5 of 10 from the three-point line. There's a lot of things that have impressed. Big part of that, though, has just been his efficiency, his command of the game, and how he seemingly always meets the moment, averaging nearly 28 points per game. When you look at the Knicks team, we're talking a lot about the Western Conference, the logjam that exists. You see a little bit of that kind of in the middle of this Eastern Conference. But what do you think? The Knicks are now two games back of the third place Cleveland Cavaliers. Orlando, though, right behind the Knicks there in that five spot. What do you make of where the Knicks are at? Obviously, health is going to be a factor. And how far do you think they can go led by Jalen Brunson here in the playoffs?
Well, they're off to a good start on this West Coast trip. They're 2-0. It's no coincidence that Jalen Brunson had big games and each time at 45 points against Portland, 42 points against Sacramento. You know, OG Anunoby is back for the Knicks. You know, they play in after they play the Warriors in Denver Thursday, and that gives them a lot of time to prepare for the defending champions. I think that so far, so good for the Knicks. I think with Julius Randle being out, you know, I think this is probably the best case scenario for them. I wouldn't have expected them to be challenging for third place or even second place, obviously, without Julius Randle. And it just tells you about the kind of special year that Brunson's having. Let me just put this in perspective. You know, he was a good player in high school, wasn't the best player in the country or anything like that, but, you know, a good player in the Chicago area. He goes to Villanova, and I know they won two national championships, but he was not like, and I know he was one of the best players in college basketball, but it didn't reflect in the draft. You know, the guy fell all the way second round of Dallas Mavericks. I would dare say that right now, this is the best basketball he's playing in his basketball lifetime. And that's incredible to say that this is happening on a professional level. No one expected him to be this good. I mean, let's be honest. You know, if people expected that, he would have been a top five pick in the draft. And then even the Knicks, did they really think they were getting, you know, a guy who might be the best player on the Knicks since Carmelo Anthony? You said it right. His command of the game, the way he commands the floor, he gets to his spot offensively. And that's very big for a guy who's not, you know, very tall. And, you know, he just finds a way to get the job done. I'll be very interested to see how good this team is going to be when Julius Randle gets back. Obviously, Sarah, the other thing with the Knicks and any team in the NBA is where you're positioned in the playoffs and who's going to be your first round matchup. We saw them last year get past Cleveland in the first round. So it'll be very interesting to see, number one, if that's going to be a rematch. And even if it isn't, just how far the Knicks can go in a conference that's really dominated by the Boston Celtics. And by the way, I have a trivia question for you, Sarah.
I love trivia.
Who was the last team to occupy first place in the East after Boston basically claimed that position? I'll give you the answer, Sarah. I know, you know.
I feel like it's going to be the New York Knicks if this is what we're talking about.
I'm going to
wait. Was this last season? You mean the early part of this season or last year?
Early part of this season, yeah. For 5 days, the Philadelphia 76ers had it. Five days in early November. But ever since then, Boston's had basically a stranglehold over the East. So that just gives you an idea how far the Celtics have separated themselves from the Knicks and pretty much every other team in the East.
That is very true. And I'm fascinated to see how things shake out. You've obviously talked about Julius Randle, but more so just looking at the matchups. And I do think so much is matchup predicated. But as we inch closer to the end of the season where things are sitting, it's looking very much like it could be a Knicks Magic matchup there in that 4-5 spot. You know, potentially Indiana. I think that's the difference of how things may shake out, because between Indiana and or the Orlando Magic, you're talking about two entirely different styles of play. You know, a track meet and a Pacers team that struggles on the defensive end in stopping anyone, but they are tough to stop scoring. So to think about them with the Knicks predicated on defense and then a Magic team that so much of what they have done has been because of their defense. They got youth, they got size, and they do have a lot of their players that can be very strong offensive threats. And so I think a Magic-Knicks matchup would be one that I would be fascinated to see. I love the Magic team and what Jamal Mosley has been doing with that group and how all the pieces are coming together. And I think, too, that comes back to the playoff experience, the lack thereof, and how that kind of shapes up. But the Knicks are a team you can get behind, and I think they do – when you have a leader like Brunson, not only in how he's been performing, but someone that you trust in high leverage moments, to me, that's what it becomes all about in the postseason in a Tom Thibodeau led team that has been there. So fun times of year, Sean. We're in for it. We're in to see a lot of fun, both in how the playoffs look, but in particular those playing games well and in what these teams do in the final stretch of the season.
Yeah, like I said, I just think that the center of the NBA universe is near the bottom of the standings, and definitely in the West, and maybe even a little bit of the East, just in terms of the playoff positioning and just the amount of stars involved in the West. And I just think it's just going to be just very, you know, very bittersweet for at least a couple of those stars who are not even going to make the playoffs.
Sean, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll continue to read and watch all your good stuff on NBA TV, NBA.com. And until next time, we'll see you.
Appreciate you, Sarah.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.